Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Welcome in, everybody, to the post-game edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. For the first time, this is on Super Talk's YouTube channel. So if you're a first-time watcher or listener, I appreciate you being here, and I love that you are here. We're talking Ole Miss, Middle Tennessee, post-game live. We're doing this on this channel for the rest of the season. You'll get post-game instant reaction from Ole Miss's win, or maybe down the road, Ole Miss's loss. But right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be many of those for the Rebels this year. But for those of you that are new, this is the live recording of the Rebel Report. It's a podcast. If you're an Ole Miss fan and you want more Ole Miss content, pull out your phone, your favorite podcast app, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Search Rebel Report, subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. You get 4 episodes a week of Ole Miss exclusive content. So I hope that you will join me. Again, my name is Michael Borky. You can follow me on social media, by the way, if you would like. I occasionally have some good tweets during Ole Miss games, so hopefully you follow me there. So I've got about 5 thoughts for you on the Ole Miss win over Middle Tennessee. Dart had a historic day. Is there questions about the secondary? The numbers don't exactly look as bad as the eye test says that they did. So we'll get to that as well and a lot more with you on this edition of the Rebel Report, this postgame edition of the Rebel Report. And this one and all of them are presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Saltillo, Mississippi. And he's got you covered for all of your personal injury, small business, or contract disputes. So, and importantly, most importantly, this may not be a service that you need today. You might not have been injured lately, or you might not have in your small business something that you need legal advice for, but that day may come. And if that day does come, 662-397-9799, that's the phone number, 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, bringing you this edition and every edition of the Rebel Report. All right, so looking at the game, we'll start with thought number one, and that is Jackson Dart's historic day for Ole Miss. Look, it's Middle Tennessee, it's Furman. You know, we've put enough qualifiers on all of these things by now to where we can just get it out of the way. I understand it's Middle Tennessee. I understand last week was Furman. But Jackson Dart broke apparently several records today. He ended up going 25 of 27 for 377 and a touchdown, but it was the consecutive completions record that he broke. It was Matt Corral's from back in 2020. It was 20 consecutive completions. He beat that by a handful, was gunning for the NCAA or FBS record and came just short. And you could see that it really bothered him. It was kind of funny watching him shake his head just over and over and over again after that incompletion to Trey Harris that would have continued that streak. It probably should have been pass interference. It was not pass interference, at least on the field anyway, or at least how it was called. So didn't get to break the FBS record, but reportedly broke the SEC record and broke the Ole Miss record for consecutive completions. And you knew that this offense was going to be explosive. You knew with Trey Harris and Juice Wells and Jordan Watkins, who played today, so he's back healthy, and what they have at tight end, you knew that this offense was going to be good. And this offense should light up Furman in Middle Tennessee. But to see them execute the way that they did today, and to see the way Jackson Dart has really comfortably thrown the football with pace on time, accuracy, touch, he's done everything. He has looked like the quarterback that you would hope that he would look like at this point in the season. And, I mean, he is very well ahead of pace to break the all-time passing record at Ole Miss. So he had a really big day, obviously, on the stat sheet. But yet again, it's when he's throwing the ball down the field, it's accurate, it's on time, it's comfortable. He has not looked anything other than elite so far. I know the competition helps that, but the comfort in which he is operating the offense is that of somebody that is one of the best quarterbacks in college football. And he's looked like that so far. So that's thought number one, a historic day for Jackson Dart. He deserves every accolade that he gets this season for what he's done at Ole Miss and how much he's grown as a quarterback at Ole Miss and his role in keeping this roster together. Just another special day for what is becoming a really, really special quarterback. Thought number two, this was kind of a sleepy game, kind of a sleepy environment. And I'm not fan shaming. You guys know me. I do not fan shame. It is not something that I do. It's not something that I will ever, ever, ever do. If you left early, it was it's Middle Tennessee. It was a blowout. I get it. But it was kind of a sleepy environment. And Ole Miss kind of started not slow when it comes to execution, but Ole Miss started methodical. They didn't do a lot of hurry up early in the game. They just kind of, they ran some clock and just went about their business. But that's okay. It being a sleepy, dominating performance, not only is that okay, but it's a good thing because you look around college football. Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame today. Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame today. Think about that. You had Bowling Green go to Penn State and give the Nittany Lions all that they could handle. Last week, you had Idaho go to Oregon and give the Ducks all that they could handle. And those are three teams that are ranked in the top 10 that played an opponent like a Middle Tennessee and struggled and lost in Notre Dame's case. And Ole Miss has been methodical. They've executed early. They've punched their opponents in the mouth so far. And that is not nothing. It means something because you look around college football and not everybody does what Ole Miss was able to do with Middle Tennessee today. So sleepy game, that's okay considering what happens when you look around college football. Thought number three, they ran intentionally. You kind of, Lane Kiffin alluded to that in a press opportunity going into the week that they were going to focus on running the football because that was a question, if you remember, at the end of last week is, they lit up Furman, but the running game looked a little off, and today it most certainly did not look off. Henry Parrish, 14 carries, 165 yards. If you're doing the math at home, that is 12 yards per carry and four touchdowns for Henry Parrish. They lined up and just ran right at Middle Tennessee to start the game, and they showed you that they can beat you in every different way. That the offensive line did a really good job of opening up holes for Parrish, and he is explosive and athletic in the second level. He's also a really good pass protector as well. He's a good back. He's been playing a lot of college football, some of it all at Ole Miss, some of it at Miami, but he ran like a veteran today. And look, I know people are wondering where Bentley was. Is he in the doghouse? Is he banged up? He had five carries today, but that kind of made me laugh a little bit throughout the game is, well, where's Bentley? Where's Bentley? Well, when you've got a guy averaging 12 yards per carry, doesn't matter where Bentley is. I thought Parrish really ran the football well today, and Matt Jones got some carries that he has earned both with his play last week and through his journey at Ole Miss. And I mean, there's still going to be question marks about the running game until they do it against somebody that's not Middle Tennessee, but they were intentional about running the football today, and they did a really good job of running the football today. And Henry Parrish was the bell cow today. Curious about how little we've seen of Rashad Amos as well. But again, apparently Parrish and Jones have earned the opportunities that they received today. And we'll see if when the competition increases that you'll get more of Bentley and Amos moving forward. But they ran intentionally and they did a good job of it. I'll tell you more of my post-game thoughts after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online. ABSMS.com is the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. See to them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. It's Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com. Podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, thought number four, Walter Nolan, health, big question mark. That injury looked ugly. He got grabbed at his knee, and it was a non-contact thing or knee or like mid leg, whatever it was, ankle, leg, knee. It looked ugly at the time, and watching him limp off the field was very, very concerning. He's a obviously, I know it's only been two games, but you've seen him at Texas A&M. You know that he is a special athlete with special ability, and losing him would have been huge for Ole Miss. Now, I have not seen any official word yet. I don't think Lane Kiffin's really going to give much on the injury front anyway until SEC play comes, when he has to. But I would be surprised if they evaluated him in the injury tent the way they did and were concerned, and then also let him put his helmet back on and like run around the sidelines and stand by Lane Kiffin. So hopefully by the next time you guys hear from me, you'll get more than what I said here. There's no clarity, but that is at least a good sign that he was moving around on the sidelines. They did not take him up to the locker room. They didn't cart him off the field. They let him stay there, and he was moving around. So that should at least give you some optimism. And luckily, because of the schedule and how good this team appears to be, they don't need him next week. They don't need him 2 weeks from now. So they've got some time to get him healthy from whatever it is, if it's something minor, which, you know, looked like that's what it was, albeit I'm not a doctor, so I don't really know. Finally, the question of the day is the secondary for Ole Miss, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because the eye test, they failed the eye test today. But they gave up 250 passing yards. 209 came from the starter at Middle Tennessee, but 250 passing yards on 41 attempts. That's 5 yards per pass attempt, no touchdowns and an interception. Like, on paper, the numbers say that they did a good job in the secondary. That is a fine defensive day in today's college football, but you guys saw it. They did not pass the eye test today. There were a couple of busted coverages again that should concern you, because that's kind of a carryover from last week. And they lost some one-on-ones today. Now, if you're looking for positive spin, you know, guys like Trey Washington have done it at a high level. You know what they're capable of. Even if they didn't have their best day today, they've had better days against much better teams than this one. But that's still something to like circle, point at, draw an arrow to, underline, whatever the case may be. That is something that you need to keep an eye on, because that is, that even though Ole Miss has been dominant, they've given up 3 points total, and they only, again, 5 yards per pass attempt and interception on paper is a good defensive day. But they didn't pass the eye test again today in the secondary. That is something to keep an eye on. If they're giving up a lot of points and yards through the air moving forward, we can look back to today and think, the signs were there in the Middle Tennessee game, despite the lopsided score, that there's something wrong in the secondary. So as they move into Wake Forest and Georgia Southern before the Kentucky game, there are things that they can clean up in the defensive secondary. Today was not a complete performance from Ole Miss. Not anywhere close. They were dominant, but they weren't complete. And the secondary is the thing that I'm looking at as the biggest concern from today's game. So, look, Ole Miss wins by 49 points. They're dominant. They're 2-0. They Jackson Dart's clicking. The offense looks explosive. They ran the football today. We'll see about Walter Nolan. But all in all, that they are as in good a shape as they possibly can be at the moment. So be concerned about the secondary, as you should be, but also be pretty happy about with the way your team plays. Didn't give up barely any rushing yards. That front, the defensive front, looks really good. Chris Paul, Pooh Paul, is explosive. I feel good about their linebackers at this point. It's just the secondary that I've got questions about. So there are some post-game thoughts for you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Next one, we're going to make sure that it's live. I'm going to figure out the live thing next time. In the meantime, thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday after the Wake Forest game. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.